Bless our God, you peoples. Make the voice of his praise to be heard, who holds our souls in life and will not allow our feet to slip. Today is Friday, February 23rd, in the season of Lent. Take a moment to be still and become aware of God's presence within you and all around you. I call with my whole heart. Answer me, O Lord, that I may keep your statutes. Hear my voice, O Lord, according to your loving kindness. According to your judgments, give me life. I am bound by the vow I made to you, O God. I will present to you thank offerings, for you have rescued my soul from death and my feet from stumbling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living. Keep watch over my life, for I am faithful. Save your servant whose trust is in you. Jesus taught us, saying, "It is someone who is forgiven little who shows little love." This reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 7. Keep watch over my life, for I am faithful. Save your servant whose trust is in you. The Morning Psalm. Happy are they who dwell in your house. They will always be praising you. Happy are the people whose strength is in you, whose hearts are set on the pilgrim's way. Those who go through the desolate valley will find it a place of springs, for the early rains have covered it with pools of water. They will climb from height to height, and the God of gods will reveal himself in Zion. Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Hearken, O God of Jacob. Behold our defender, O God, and look upon the face of your anointed. For one day in your courts is better than 1,000 in my own room, and to stand at the threshold of the house of my God, than to dwell in the tents of the wicked. Psalm 84. Keep watch over my life, for I am faithful. Save your servant whose trust is in you. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. O Lord, you have taught us that without love, whatever we do is worth nothing. Send your Holy Spirit and pour into my heart your greatest gift, which is love, the true bond of peace and of all virtue, without which whoever lives is accounted dead before you. Grant this for the sake of your only Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord God, almighty and everlasting Father, you have brought me in safety to this new day. Preserve me with your mighty power, that I may not fall into sin, nor be overcome by adversity, and in all I do, direct me to the fulfilling of your purpose, through Jesus Christ my Lord. Amen. Go forth in the peace and in the presence of Christ.